Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
What was the first sentence out of my mouth when this game ended today and the Giants won 3-2? What'd I say?
Robbie Ray's an all-star.
An all-star.
And then you made us say it with you, which I thought was a little pushy, but you know what? I followed along because I happen to believe it too.
You know how many times this guy's given up more than 3 earned runs in a game this year?
I would guess 0.
Once. Wow. Happened one time. One time. The Giants have won 11 times in his 13 starts. This is an absolutely unbelievable dominant performance, and this is starting to threaten to be one of the better trades in recent Bay Area sports history, the way this is working out. All right, River Island's guest line, Robbie Ray, we butter you up and up yet?
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was great.
Dude, thank you for joining and for calling in. What a job today, man. What's this been like? Like last year was the whole kind of get your body back right thing, and this year you're reaching a new level. So just kind of let us all in on what the whole journey has been like to get to this point.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been that. It's been a journey. You know, last year just being able to get back into competition after being out for so long was a huge thing. And you know, honestly, having conversations with Logan Webb was huge for me as well. I mean, he talked me through like, hey, you're going to feel great, but you're not going to know where the ball is going to go. And that's exactly last year kind of how I felt. There was outings where, you know, it felt great. Everything felt amazing. I go out there and it's just like, you have no idea. And then fast forward into the off season, just having a normal off season, being able to have a normal workout program and a normal throwing program going into spring training, a normal buildup, just kind of, you know, it just all kind of clicked.
And it seems like Tommy John surgery is not only unexpected, but it's a rite of passage now for pitchers. It's just a question of when, not if. Do you feel now, starting to get into the midseason here, that you're feeling like you did before you had the injury?
Yeah, I do. I do definitely feel like that. You know, my delivery feels pretty dialed in my last few starts. I feel like I'm getting stronger as I get deeper into the game. So yeah, I would say, you know, I feel pretty good about where I'm at right now.
Robbie Ray joining us here on Willard and Dibs. This has obviously been an emotion-filled time for you guys over the last 48 hours. So actually, let me start there. How did the team as a whole kind of gather and receive everything that happened at the start of yesterday, and then also then to go out and have an emotional game and rally back from 5 runs down?
Yeah, I mean, that was huge. I mean, it felt like a must-win game. And you know, the boys, they rallied. It was really fun to watch. And To be able to roll that into today's game and take a W and split the series today, it felt really monumental for us, for sure.
Then I also wonder the mentality when you know how the games are going to go, especially at this ballpark. You know every run matters so much. What goes through your mind when you give up an early two-run homer? And I would imagine you're thinking, well, that's got to be it. So how do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, at that moment, you know, you just have to buckle down and say that's all they're going to get. You know, you leave a curveball up to a really good hitter and he you know, parks it in the seats. It's tough. But you know that, you know, we were able to come back from last night's game. So there's always opportunity to do that as well today.
We talk a lot about Oracle Park being really tough on the hitters. Do you see it the exact reverse as a pitcher? Is it really enjoyable for you to pitch there knowing that even a hard hit drive can sometimes not be a home run?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it definitely gives you confidence to attack guys, pitch in the zone, and you don't have to worry as much about those cheapies getting out. It definitely gives you kind of peace of mind. And, you know, we got great fielders out there too, so it's like you just let them do their work.
I wonder if, like, am I hearing right? Like, do you pitch a little bit differently in this ballpark than you would in another spot?
No, I mean, I've always been a kind of more of a fly ball pitcher, less of a ground ball guy. So that kind of, it just kind of plays into who I am as a pitcher.
And it works out here because, you know, fly balls usually go into Jung-Hoo Lee's glove more times than not. What's it been like with the rotation this year and, you know, the sense that everyone's pitching well, does that kind of give you, I don't know if it's pressure, but added incentive to try to keep the line moving from a pitching standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, coming into spring training, we talked about, you know, the starting rotation, doing our best to carry the team each and every night. As starters, you know, you want to get 21 outs every single day. So that's kind of been our goal, is to kind of be the anchor of this ball club and keep us in the game each and every night. That's something that, you know, we've been able to do, and that's kind of what we pride ourselves on.
Robbie Ray with us on Willard and Dibs. I had forgotten this about you, and we were just reminded of it when you came up 2014 season, Detroit Tigers. You only pitched in 9 games there before you ended up in Arizona. But when you came up to that Tiger team, guess who one of your teammates was? A guy by the name of Justin Verlander. What's it like to run into him in a different city 10 years later or more?
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy to see, you know how our careers have gone and to reconnect and be on the same team again and get to share the clubhouse, 10, 11 years later. It's been great. He's been awesome. He's been super helpful for the young guys, and just having a guy around that's done it for 20 years, you know, you learn something new from him each and every day.
How's he changed since you first met him?
You know, he's got a little more, he's gotten a little more open. You know, he was kind of, I mean, I was a rookie at the time, so you know how it is with the rookies. You know, you don't really talk to them, and you kind of give them a little bit of a, I don't want to say rookie hazing, but like a little bit of, you know, hey, you got to earn being here. And,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, he's opened up. We have great conversations, and you know, he's a great guy. He's got a great personality, and he keeps it fun.
And you look at him still doing it. You know, the slight injury here set him back a bit. But do you think about your career in 10 years as something you want to still be doing out there throwing the pill?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I intend to play until they take it away from me.
I love that.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. You talk about how Justin treated you as a rookie. So Robbie, how are you treating the rookies right now?
The game's different. You know, the game has changed. There's a lot more young guys in, and you want them, you know, for me, like you want them to feel comfortable coming into the clubhouse and competing every day, because, you know, if they're comfortable, if they're feeling good, they're going to go out and give us a chance to win. So, you know, the game's changed a little bit. You want the rookies to feel comfortable in the clubhouse and, just be able to go out and feel loose.
Is it a little different or a little strange for you when you've got a 23-year-old Birdsong and 23-year-old Harrison, players who are maybe almost as close in age to your children as they are to you? That's got to be somewhat of an adjustment.
Yeah, you know, they're two young guys, but they're two electric arms, and it's really fun to watch those guys when they go out there and pitch. I mean, Harry, what he's done coming back and filling in for JV, and what Birdsong has done, you know, he's got arguably the best changeup in baseball, and it's just fun to watch those guys compete.
Is there something, I mean, we always hear, I'm not a left-hander. I have a son who's a left-hander, though, and you guys are, you know, you're different, Robbie. You know that. So, like, is there a thing with you and Kyle where you guys can kind of connect and you help him out a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I just let him know that, you know, I'm here, I'm open. If he has any questions, anything idea wise he wants to bounce off of me, that I'm here and I'm open to having those conversations. But you know, when a guy's rolling and pitching well, you know, it's kind of just keep doing what you're doing, kid.
Have you suggested that any of the young pitchers adopt the grunt that you have in your repertoire?
I think everybody should. I mean, I tell them all, it gives you a little velo bump when you really need it. So don't knock it till you try it.
How long have you been doing it? And do you intentionally do it on every pitch so as to not tip a pitch? Like, if you don't grunt on the changeup, then maybe the batter will know?
I think at that point, it's too late. You know, they can't really make a decision whether you grunt or not. it's honestly something that just kind of comes out. It's just a way for me to put every, like, max effort into every single pitch. You know, sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, it started probably, I think it was 2016 when I was with Arizona. We were actually in Miami, and I probably threw one of the worst pregame bullpens I've ever thrown in my career. I don't think I threw a single strike. And I was walking in with my pitching coach, and I just look at him and give him this look like, do you got anything for me? And you know, he just looks at me and goes, hey, I don't care what happens, but I just want you to throw every single pitch as hard as you can for as long as you can. He's like, if you go four innings, you go four innings. But if you go, just get as deep as you can to this ball game, throwing every single pitch as hard as you can. And that's just kind of what happened. I went out there in the first inning, and it was just a way for me to just say, here's everything I got.
Love it. And then, you know, you said you may tell other pitchers, don't knock it till you've tried it. Do you tell them the exact same thing about the tight pants?
That's not for everyone. Not everyone can pull those off. But yeah, I mean, I tell them the same thing. Like, hey, you can't knock it till you try it. Go put them on and see how it feels.
I mean, Giants fans are still getting to know you, Robbie. I know you've shared this before, but will you share the story of how the tight pants thing got going?
Yeah, in 2020, you know, I was maybe a buck 95, soaking wet. And I wore kind of like a tapered pant. And then that off season, I got after it in the gym and came back at 220 and wore the same size pants. And everybody in spring training was like, are you sure you're going to wear those? And I said, watch me.
and you still are.
Yeah.
I love it. Robbie Ray joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. And real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Robbie, I know that last year was kind of just your indoctrination into the Giants, but you guys underwent a regime change from last year to this year. Can you share what just might be different or what might feel different for you guys from last year to this?
You know, at the top, making all decisions, the guy that loves this city, loves this team, poured his heart and soul into it when he played, and obviously he won. And, you know, having a guy at the top making the decisions for the team with those credentials, it just kind of trickles down, and it makes you want to go out each and every day and give everything you got. He brings a mentality to his job that he had when he was on the field, and it just makes you want to go out there and win every ball game for him.
How important is lineup, roster, and rotation stability for a pro baseball player to be able to go out there and do his level best?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you don't ever want to be looking over your shoulder thinking that, you know, you could be getting sent down, especially as young guys. You know, I talked about the comfortability. That's part of it. And, you know, Buster's made it clear that, you know, if you perform and you have success, that you're here and you're going to be a part of this team. And I think that was communicated in spring training. If you play the game right and you play this game hard, then you're going to be rewarded for it. So he stuck with it, and it's been great.
All right, we're going to do the big finish with Robbie Ray here in just a sec. But before we do that, Robbie, are you guys hearing about all the Bryce Eldridge stuff that the fans are buzzing about? Is that something you guys are talking about too?
Not a whole lot. You know, obviously he's very talented. We got to see a little bit of it in spring training with him coming up and being with the team. And obviously, you know, he is what he is, and it's a pretty special talent. But, you know, we're trying to focus on what we can here. But, you know, ultimately, if he can help us, it'd be great.
Yeah, I get it. Second AAA game for him tonight, I think, starting here in a couple of minutes. So, Robbie, thank you so much for jumping on. You ready to do the big finish?
All right,
let's do it. All right, Robbie, here's how it works. We got two categories. You pick one, and then we'll throw a couple questions at you. You want to do Ray in the Bay or Fun with Food?
Ooh. Let's go Fun with Food.
All right, Fun with Food. First thing, favorite toppings to put on a pizza and / is pineapple allowable?
Ooh. This is going to be very controversial.
Ooh.
But I do believe that pineapple is allowed on pizza.
Yes.
But my favorite topping is by far pepperoni.
Now, will you mix the two? Will you conflate the pepperoni with the pineapple, or are those going to be two different pizza experiences?
Those are two different ones. I'm going to go ham and pineapple, and pepperoni is just by itself.
I love it. And I'm also in the minority with you, saying that pineapple is allowable, and hopefully fans won't turn on you now that you've taken the controversial side in this ongoing debate. Question number two, what's your favorite restaurant or type of food to go out and eat right here in the Bay Area?
I really love Italian food. I'm actually going to go eat some Italian food tonight. But, you know, I like to make food at home, but it's usually pasta and steak. But I would say Italian food is my favorite.
Okay. That's a not controversial statement, yeah, by the way, Robbie. So that's good. All right. Last one. What food or condiment is an absolute no for you?
Mustard. I can't do mustard at all.
Robbie?
I can't do yellow mustard, but I can do like spicy brown mustard. I can't do the just straight up yellow mustard.
Man,
that's the best answer I've ever heard an athlete give on this show in the history of my career. You are absolutely right. Yellow mustard should be banned.
It should.
Oh,
I mean, yellow, just straight up yellow mustard. It's interesting though that you'll go to the Dijon and the slightly spicy. What's the differentiator for you when you get to the spicy, fancy mustard?
You know, I can't put my finger on it, but it just doesn't taste all that much like yellow mustard. It has a little bit of spice to it. It has a little, you know, some sweetness to it. It's not, I just, it's something about yellow mustard. It's just, it's awful.
I love it. It's gross. Yeah. Yes. Whatever you lost me on with the pineapple, you want it back with the mustard, Robbie. Fantastic, man. Go enjoy your dinner. Great job today. Thank you so much for calling us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All Thanks, right. Robbie.
There he is. Robbie Ray joining us here on Willard and Dibs.
Mustard!
Robbie Ray is an all-star.
Yeah, he is now. He lost you for a minute there.
That's an all-star. By the way,
Is
pineapple allowable? Yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.